Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We would like to send you to Aulani Resort. Oh, we're all about Disney these days. It's a one-of-a-kind Disney experience in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. Instantly wins a Disney gift card, and then you're in the running for the grand prize, Vacation for Four to Aulani Resort. And we're doing this all week at 9, noon, 3, and 5. So lots of chances to get in the running for a trip to Aulani. Vinny, you love Aulani.
Yeah, I actually can't wait to go.
Mm. When are you going?
I don't know.
You don't have it booked?
I don't. But I plan to go. Mm. It's been on my, I don't know if I have a bucket list, but it's been on my plan.
You were about to go a couple of years ago and
I didn't
go.
Cancel because of a negotiation I was in the middle of. Mm. Like there was no way I could go.
Right. I won't be able to enjoy that vacation.
Frankly, I'll never get over it.
Right.
Like the way that whole thing was going and that I had to long planned trip to... Oh, God, you got to be kidding me.
I'm sure the family was also bitterly disappointed.
Well, worse was when it ended up being that...
It was all settled before you would have left.
Well, it was settled and I got what I wanted and it had to be like a thing.
Right.
Like, oh, we're going to make that harder on you. Mm. If that's what you, I'm just like, so in the end, it all, okay.
And I don't get to go to my trip.
I don't understand. Anyway, you know what? People don't want to be involved in our negotiations, but I don't understand what the point of ruining goodwill with a valued employee is when in the end you just give them what they were right after in the first place. You go, so what good was that for you? Mm. Now I'm all bummed.
Right. The bitterness is real.
Durr. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, that was a whole company ago.
Right. Yes.
Welcome to Entercom, Vinny.
Thank you.
Sure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. You can do anything you want when you text except drive.
Right. It's like the one thing we ask.
Tell Jane to put her on. Mm. Well, we don't tell Jane. Jane tells us. So there's that.
She says.
Right. Jane says. You don't need to find out.
We have a whole song about it.
Does that one always have to be the one you find?
Well, when Jane says stuff, then this should be the one.
Anyway, we don't tell Jane, but thanks. Jane will tell us, and then you'll know if that's worth anything or not. Vinny, why are you reporting it as Nancy Pelosi's son's sister? Why aren't you saying Nancy Pelosi's daughter?
Yeah, because we all know Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul.
Right, it goes back to Paul Pelosi.
Someone talking about me.
Paul Pelosi came up a lot because Hooman would be out with Paul Pelosi.
Did you want a quote or something from me?
Good friend, Paul Pelosi. Oh, I was out with Paul last night.
I was out with Hooman, as a matter of fact. He was listening to me all night. So here's some more things I have to say, Hooman. I'm one of Hooman's. How many of us have them? Friends like Hooman.
In an effort to plug our friend Paul Moore, I needed to say it that way. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi's son's sister, Christine.
And apparently he's got more than one sister. So we had to be specific about which sister.
Right.
Alexandra. That's how you say it. I don't know, it's weird, but...
Alexandra.
Alexandra.
Carly was meh, says 408.
Oh.
They weren't into her.
Oh.
I was just having trouble with that male background vocal that dropped out of nowhere. I'm like, why is Hooman doing that?
Mm. Well, he knows the song, so.
Well, right, but it sounded a lot like Hooman.
Oh.
In there.
Was it not in tune?
I agree. No, it wasn't soon. Oh. It was just really low in the background.
Yes.
Sounded like someone was doing it. Didn't sound like it was mixed.
Mixed in correctly. I see what you're saying. Well, they should have had Brynn, who could have put all kinds of effects on it and really blended it in seamlessly.
Uh-oh. 707 wants you to answer something.
Oh, what's that?
Sarah sounds jealous of the girl that sang at her 4th of July party.
Oh, no, not jealous.
You're not?
Not at all.
All right.
It was fun.
You sound that way.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
All right.
I don't know what part of it sounds jealous. I was fine.
Were you?
No.
Right. You weren't fine.
No, I wasn't jealous.
Right. You didn't like it.
I did. Vinny, stop it.
Okay.
God, you're always looking for trouble.
Oh. It's me.
It's you.
You guys started the show telling me that my wife-to-be was getting mushroom slapped in San Diego.
We can't help what she's doing,
mushroom
Vinny.
Slap me.
We're not controlling her. Neither are you, obviously.
Well, clearly.
Mushroom slap me.
Oh, come on.
Mushroom slap me.
You going to ask her tonight, though, when she gets back?
If she got mushroom slapped?
Yeah, I'd be like, did someone bump their junk into your face?
No, I'm not going to ask that.
Oh, come on.
I'm sure I'll ask
Talk
something
about jealous. Oh.
Vague, like...
What's that red mark on your face?
No.
Where'd that come from? Did you hit a flying mushroom?
Your nose looks a little flatter.
Yeah. Boy, someone bumped right up against you, huh? What happened there?
See? It's not me. What? It's you guys.
What are you talking about?
You heard me. I'm the one. You're the one.
No,
the
it's one. Not me, for sure.
God. Yeah, very funny, Brynn. Good one. Har.
I like it.
Thanks.
I like it a lot.
We were in Disneyland during both big quakes. No one realized they happened until the rides kicked everyone out of the line.
Oh, boy. Imagine that. You're about to get on the ride and they end the ride.
To complete system checks. No freakouts. Everyone just went shopping or waited to line up again. They didn't say a word and we stayed in our happy Disney bubble until folks started seeing it online. It was a trip.
Yeah, crazy. Nobody felt it there, huh?
Guess not.
Sometimes you have to be sitting in a quiet room, you know, to really feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I think footage made it of some newscasters that were broadcasting and then went, oh my God.
Went underneath the desk, yeah.
So there's, you know, if you're sitting still, I think there's much more likely...
And I would also get under the desk. There's so many lights in those studios.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, let's not have a 1,000-pound light fall on my head.
Hey.
What?
What about Big Brother? You asked everybody to watch with you. What gives?
We'll be caught up by tomorrow. Yes, Vinny?
Yeah, I'm behind.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can tell me stuff.
I'm a little bit behind, too. Uh-huh. I tried to catch up on it last night, but I fell asleep. Down to narrow. I got a good night's sleep though last night.
Did you? Like an hour or two?
No, like a full, I think 8 hours and 6 minutes. My bed.
Whoa,
my
what's
sleep
up?
IQ technology. I fell asleep on the couch when we were watching Big Brother, so I just said, I'm going to bed. That's it.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm going to take advantage of the fact that I'm falling asleep right now and try to actually do it.
I'm the same age as you guys. It took a week in high school to make an 8mm film report, cutting the tape with the razor blade and syncing the audio. My daughter made a video of our vacation in 45 minutes on the plane on the way home.
Yeah. Things are a lot easier now. They just have different problems, you know?
Well, yeah, but think about being able to... Look, maybe... Nobody cares, but I word search and search different dates and all kinds of stuff that you just would skip. Information that you'd go, oh, I'm not going to be able to find that anytime soon. I'll never remember. I can just go boop, 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 boom. Yep. I find a location on a map, you know, where that is in relation to Italy or something.
I actually do like the fact that in the olden days, you couldn't just look stuff up. like that you had to make some effort. So people would have arguments over stuff that couldn't be settled by everyone pulling out their phones. Like, that annoys me. I'm like, everyone, just can we just have a conversation where we don't have to look up everything everyone says?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
I don't like that. Put your phones away. We're having
not
a human
being able to get to the answers. Probably started family feuds. People left there so mad they never talked again.
Listen, if we're gonna get in a fight over it, okay, then maybe we pull one phone out and settle that, and then put that one phone away. But it's like, once people get their phones up, they're like, oh, remember I was telling you about that video? I want to show you this video. All right, hold on. And then next thing you know, everyone's like gathered around phones and oy.
Well, did you see him crack his balls? He's probably not gonna live.
Yeah.
You gotta see this.
Care about that guy. In the olden days, I never would have even heard of him, and that would have been for the better. I wouldn't know about these stupid viral challenges. I wouldn't even know about the word viral. I would still think that has something to do with illness. Viruses used to be bad.
Oh no.
Uh oh.
Someone is slightly mistrusting Village's new love.
Yeah, oh really? Is someone?
They usually have guys on the hook. He went and visited a couple of these women with their families and children, etc.
Look, I have no comment on this. I'm not telling anybody anything about who
they should be
in love with or follow their
life. Here's the first part of that. There's a whole cottage industry of Filipino women professing love for American men over the internet in exchange for money. My dad fell into this trap. They usually have several guys on the hook. He went and visited a couple of these women with their families and children, etc.
Don't look at me. I don't know anything about it.
Do you think he could warn Village that maybe...
I'm not going to warn him. I'm not telling him. He's on the phone with her, and if that is his business, and I'm just not going to be the person that tells him. It's not happening. I don't need to be in a fight with him. It's one of my best friends.
Right.
He gets to make all the mistakes he wants to. I'll be here to pick up the pieces.
What?
What do you want me to say? Don't think I don't have my suspicions.
You text him and say, hey, listen, she seems wonderful, but please don't send anybody ever money at all until you're a couple living together and actually making that thing work.
I'm sure it's all above board.
Okay.
And he knows what he's getting himself into.
Can you wish my daughter Amanda a happy 17th birthday?
Oh, what a wonderful year 17 is. Happy 17th birthday, Amanda.
17 is a good one.
It's a solid year. One of the best.
I don't feel sorry for anyone injured or killed participating in Running of the Bulls, says...
It is hard
650.
To. On the other hand, I do feel bad for anyone who's in pain, so.
Yeah. I don't personally like that tradition, but I do understand it's a tradition and it's not my culture, so
right.
I don't want to. You guys do your thing.
Yep.
But you do know the Bulls are killed at the end of the day, right?
All right. Also, probably more afraid than the people running.
Human!
Yes!
Movie review this week?
Stuber with Johnny Mosley, just confirmed.
The hell's Stuber?
It's Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Uber driver.
Stuber. I get it. I think. I don't get it.
Like Uber,
stupid
Stuber.
Uber. Stupid Uber.
Stuber.
Where's my Stuber? You can call it that from now on. Just get a Stuber.
Someone wrote real early today, but they were watching us on Facebook because we're on Facebook in the first thing in the morning, and they just thought Yuzi looked so super cute today.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Looks
hey,
super
you know,
cute every day.
You went to the Bay Club. We didn't hear much about your weekend. What's up with you? You stay in all day? Did you put on pajamas on Tuesday and then never leave?
Something like that.
Oh, damn it.
Well, she left to go to the Bay Club.
Yeah,
at least,
I went to
so.
The Bay Club a few times. But other than that, yeah, I stayed caught up on some shows, hung out with Ella.
Mm. Doggy.
Did some cooking, a little gardening.
Oh, gardening. What'd you do?
Just the flowers and
get them all set up.
Yeah.
A little dirt on your nails.
Water them.
Water them. Pick out the dead ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
All right. Guys, Vinny just asked if bachelorette parties can get out of hand with things to regret, and you said yes. He's obviously worried about what happened this past weekend with Dusty.
Mushroom slapped me.
Don't say that.
Mushroom slap me. Mushroom slap me.
Did someone do that to you at your bachelorette party?
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here! You did right across the...
I don't remember if that happened, but I was tied to a chair at a strip joint.
You
dudes,
were?
Dudes were dancing all over me. It was fun.
Nude dudes.
Mm. Nude or G-string?
I want to say G-string at that point. I think because they were serving liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Did Ween actually touch you?
Oh, sure.
Oh!
I actually don't know if it did or not. I don't remember. I think some of the girls, though, got a little Ween action.
What do you mean, action?
As in, it might have mushroom slapped them.
Did you have a bachelor party?
I didn't.
That's because Yuzis would have been out of control. Johnny V was like, you can't.
No, I think I just took my two... The two girls, my
oh,
sister-in-law.
Oh, I was going to say two guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, I wish. And and my girlfriend. I think I just took them to get their nails done and maybe a massage.
Oh, fun.
Something with that. Yeah. John didn't have a bachelor party.
Yeah, you guys threw it together fast and
yeah.
got it done.
Within a week, yeah.
Nice.
You didn't invite any of us.
No. Nope.
Yeah. A little hurtful. A little bit sad over that. But don't worry, Vinny. We'll all be at your wedding.
That's right.
You don't have to, though.
We're all seating
clear.
Together, right? You're not spreading us out. We like to be with our family.
Yeah.
I'm not spreading you out?
Yeah. Well, you guys are planning the... you guys are planning
the seating chart?
Planning the seating chart.
You think I sat down for that, huh? The seating chart.
Tell your woman. We want to sit together.
Yeah. And don't put us in the nosebleeds.
We're
either.
The only ones who can stop.
Yeah, we want to be front row.
Yeah, put us front row. Son.
Yeah, we have vision problems.
Yeah.
But we'll, and,
we do.
And if we're not all sitting together, how are we going to keep Hooman in check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you better remind her of that.
Front row.
You don't want him to get a hold of a mic.
Together.
Anyway, thanks for the text, everyone. Have a wonderful minute or two until we're back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome back, you guys. Mm-hmm. A solid Monday to get us started.
It was.
We're going to do a couple weeks of our very best shows ever, and then one of us is getting married. Stay tuned to find out which one.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun!
Have the very best day ever. Enjoy your Monday. Whew. Like nobody's business. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.